Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too.
I'm speaking to Robin Lee Cedrus, who is the director of the Rupert Museum. They were closed for a little while doing maintenance work, and now they're back, running order. So, Robin, tell us first of all what we can expect to see now the doors of the Rupert Museum are open and the public are welcome in.
Yes, we're so happy to be open again and already received so many of our old visitors back and hopefully reaching some new ones as well. I think it's a perfect time to be visiting museums, you know, with the weather being chilly and all the rest of it. There's so much to do and so much to see in the museum space. And so I must put a small disclaimer that we are reopened since our maintenance, but we still have some maintenance and some building work on the back of the museum. If you come through, there are some spaces that aren't accessible, but we've made the best of two of our very large galleries as you come into the museum, as well as our cafe is open. So there is still a lot to see and do, and we're growing even more. So hopefully by the end of the year, there'll be even more to see and do at our space.
And what particular exhibitions are on currently?
So currently we're looking at the theme of Horizon, which is a theme we're taking through the whole museum for the next period, probably for about at least a year. We'd like to really interrogate this theme, look at the permanent collection, and later on even bring in some contemporary artists to engage with the permanent collection.
It's an interaction.
Yes, to have that interaction, which is quite important for us. But to kick off, we are looking at the permanent collection in Gallery 1. And the idea of horizon, where land meets sky, which is such a beautiful concept because once you come into the space, you'll see that we have international artists' work, some artists from more than 100 years ago who were producing. We have local South African artists' work of the 20th century, a lot of it, even some more slightly contemporary things. And they all seem to work so beautifully together with this concept of horizon.
That you say is in Gallery 1. So what happens in Gallery 2?
Right. So Gallery 2, again, the concept of horizon, we're looking at an exhibition that's been with us for quite some time. It's on a long-term loan from the Transnet Foundation. And it's the beautiful landscapes done by J.H. Pirniew. He produced these landscapes between 1929 and 1932, and it was actually a commission for the Johannesburg Railway Station. Back then, it was the South African Railways and Harbours who had commissioned him to do the work. He was already quite a notable landscape artist, and these paintings sat quite high up in the niches of the Johannesburg Railway Station, and they really were to show off, you know, the beautiful spaces you could visit, to put that seed in your imagining of travel. And even, I think, it would be sometimes nostalgic to see spaces that you've already traveled to or that you might be from.
So, and they were very, very large scale and hugely impressive. But what's also impressive to contemplate is that next week's going to be Museum Saturday again back at Rupert Museum. What can we look forward to then?
I think what's great about Museum Saturday is that it's all about the community and it's all about the involvement of everyone from 8 to 80 years old. So we had our first Museum Saturday at the end of May after a long period, and it was great. And so that was just warming up. So now you'll be able to enjoy live performances, musical performances. You'll be able to have lovely wine tastings, as well as our cafe will have a special menu available for the day. And of course, there's that edutainment factor. Wonderful self-guided workshops for young and old. So as you move through the gallery spaces, there'll be little stations where you can engage with the artworks on your own terms.
We've just been speaking to Robin Lee Cedrus, who's the director of Rupert Museum. Lots of reasons for heading out to Stellenbosch. If you want to know your way, obviously pick up a copy of the Artcraft Museums map. or go to mapmyway.co.za.